Dear David, we spent here 2 days in Prans Petra, even with sailing on an imitation of a pre-dynastic craft. What's your impression of these 2 days? What did you learn?
Well, the first thing I learned is you can't refuse me what I want to do, but you did try because you got me on this boat here, right? And I didn't want to go on it, but it was a wonderful experience to be here, to see the practicality of the experiment. Because as a theoretical archaeologist, and you're not a theoretical, you actually do the job, okay, I can see your side of it now, which perhaps before I was not so sure about. Okay, so now I'm a believer.
Oh.
Okay, but we still have to debate when this all happened. That's the crucial thing for me. You know, my date is slightly different to yours, although you accept my date, but you think something is earlier as well. And that is where we have to come together to find out whether or not we can go that much early.
For me, it's not the question exactly when it was. I fully agree with you. This pre-dynastic drawings in Upper Egypt show sea-going vessel, which came from Mesopotamia. That cannot be a doubt.
Yeah.
But what I can say and state as an experimental maritime archaeologist is you cannot sail across any ocean without advanced technology.
Yeah.
And this is what we find in this pre-dynastic drawing, and I hope I could shift in a positive way this interpretation, what I did already almost 30 years ago.
Well, I can see stuff now that you never told me before. Maybe I didn't listen properly. But the point is, there's material there, the botanical material especially was impressive. Okay, so theoretically, there's nothing wrong with the idea of sea travel in that early period. What stops it from being reality? It's only our mindset that we think nothing happened until thousands of years later. So it's an eminently sensible concept and idea, but it's getting academia to accept the sensible, because you can't always get academia to accept the sensible.
I introduced you in my speech, my goals and the evidence based to sail again across the Atlantic. Now,
not with me.
No.
Okay.
Not with you, but you will be a witness of this.
Oh yeah.
What is your personal evaluation about this scientific goals? You mentioned already the plant evidences, and there is much more what I try to explain to you in English language. What's your evaluation of this?
What it does is, if you achieve your result, if you manage to get there, okay, and that's a question mark.
Of course.
Okay, it'll be a trial for you, okay? You may not even survive it. We don't know. We'll see. Okay, but if you can prove it is possible, then once you have the possible, then you can look for the probable, okay? Because the possible has to come first. You demonstrate the possible, and if it's possible to do it, then it could have happened before. And that's the crucial point.
At the end, after many lectures and many talks with the other scientists and lecturers, what's the lesson learned you take with you back to your home in Spain, in Malacca? What did you learn new on this conference?
That there are other kindred spirits who think the same way as me and you. I've learned to know these people, to get to understand the way they think about things, to listen to their arguments. And what it also shows me is that with your group here, the people who came to this Congress, that there is a movement for this, okay? And it will expand. It will become a larger movement. It's a struggle to get the normal media, the big media, to do something about this, but you have an ability to do more than just experimental archaeology. You're a great promoter as well. Okay, so you promote your ideas really well, and you have a team of people who can promote those ideas from the technical department side. So you've got a fantastic setup here. It's really good, and you have a following to support you. You couldn't wish for more than that.
Yeah. Wonderful thing. Last question I forgot, we have to put in between.
Yeah.
When we are speaking about crossing the Atlantic on such a ancient square rigger called papyrus raft or something similar to papyrus, with my new leeboard sailing technique, what's your opinion about this? Because we met many times in Lennestadt, and I was the right Lennestadt. It was not totally convincing you after seeing my my tests on the ocean or on the sea outside.
Yeah, well, being there and watching this thing turn, what we call in English on a sixpence, you can literally rotate the ship. It doesn't take you a long curve to move it. That is amazing to see that. Okay, my problem is in the rock art that I see in the eastern desert, I don't see leeboards. You showed me one today that looked like a leeboard, definitely a set of leeboards on the front of the ship. So maybe we just don't have the visual evidence, but most of the ships I see don't have leeboards. But that could be because they're not on the sea, that they are being dragged through the desert, and therefore they don't show the leeboards. So maybe they had something like that, but we don't have enough evidence at the moment, visual evidence, other than maybe two examples of that type. Three examples. Okay, well, three examples.
Three dynastic and one dynastic.
Okay, so they must have done something. And you told me that it's not possible with a large oar, with a big paddle, to do the same thing.
This,
yeah. So there is a problem for me that I still need more evidence for that. But the way it works is dramatic and very impressive.